This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Monday, November 2, 2020. The Commemoration of the Faithful Departed, or All Souls, by Father Jason McCrimmon.
May the Lord keep the doors of my lips on sin against thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Solidarity is often defined as unity, or an agreement among individuals who share a common goal. It is used to describe those times when man finds himself working together with others to obtain a commonly held interest. This shouldn't be too hard for us to understand. Many of us will stand in solidarity tomorrow with one party or another as we cast a vote in our nation's election. We work in solidarity more often than we think. We take on collective actions for the common good because we know they are for the common good. We serve others and we serve ourselves in those actions. For instance, tractor makers make tractors because they know it's a good thing that farmers get food and they will eventually eat that food. But what would happen if people did not operate that way? If everyone only looked out for themselves and only their interests, eventually those things that we find valuable and necessary would quickly disappear from our lives. Today, we remember all souls, the ones who have passed before us, friends, families, and our brothers and sisters in Christ, both known and unknown. Yet the day we celebrate today is often overlooked. It is often treated as quaint, as something charming from days gone past. Sure, we all intellectually know that we should pray for those who have passed. We read it in scriptures, and we sometimes maintain this practice, but doing so righteously is another altogether story. We read today about how the souls of the just are in the hand of God. We read that those who have faith will be united with him in the resurrection, and that death will have no power over them. And we all wholeheartedly trust that that will happen for them and for us if we but hold fast to our faith. But I think that trust sometimes can skew our thinking. It can take what should be an obligation for anyone who proclaims the Catholic faith and turn it into a good idea, a practice, or something that we can just choose to do. Because we mistakenly take that gift of mercy of God that he has given to each of us, and we abuse it, trusting God will save them and save us in the end. See, we all want to be those saints of God, the ones we celebrated yesterday, the ones we remembered yesterday. We want to behold his face. We want to be like him. We want to reside in his bosom for all eternity. And that is a good and praiseworthy thing. That is the finish line of the race that we are set to run. But we often forget that to make it to the end of that race, we have to train and we have to practice. One must have hours of sacrifice. One must have pain. One must have failure. Because you cannot ever show up for the end of a marathon having never learned how to tie your own running shoes. We should never presume that we get to behold his face without some sort of period of purgation and cleansing. And if that is true for us, then it is so true for many who have passed before us. And the Church has given the charge that we are to pray for those who have passed on and passed before us, offer in our prayers for those who have passed so that they may be counted one day as saints. Because when we do those things, those saints will one day offer their prayers for us in solidarity, asking God for our own deliverance. Brethren, you should never presume that this walk towards God is something singular or alone. It is always accompanied by angels, by the martyrs, and by the saints of God, and it will never be an easy one. You will need all the help that you can get. You will need all the prayers that you can get. And part of that process will be demonstrating your care and your love for the bride of Jesus Christ by praying for his church. It will be demonstrated in your sacrifice of time, of worship, of caring for someone more than you care for yourself. I challenge you all this week. Do not let this time pass as so many do, thinking that the submittal of a name on a piece of paper and having someone read it is all you must do. You must sacrifice, and you must take that time to sacrifice for them. Do not let the obligations and the concerns of this world supersede those things that are eternal. Be different from the rest of the world around you by praying for those who have gone before you. In the end, be like Jesus Christ, who loved you so very much when you yet hated him, and demonstrate that love to the rest of the world around you by loving his bride and praying for them.